So we're launching a brand new series. This is the last term of the year. You know what that means? Holidays are around the corner. Hang in there. You can make it to the end of the year. Exams are in 2 weeks. Ah, stress you out. Two, three weeks. Weesh. Hectic. But you're going to do well. You've got good genes, good brains. I know. Ish. Exams. So this term, we want to do something a little deeper. We want to have a series about God. Now, obviously, you come to church and you expect to engage about God, but often when you come to church, things are assumed. We've just had a pretty amazing time of worship downstairs. I mean, how was that one lady singing that song? Like, yo, goosebumps, right? That blessing and honor song. But it presupposes that I've answered that question for myself. And what if I'm not sure about that? What if people at my school don't really believe there is a God? Do I know what to say? So in the and there's going to be three parts, right? You're going to get to express, we're going to explore, and then you're going to experience. So that's how the series is going to play, so you're not going to be active. So at your table, what if a friend who does not accept the Bible asks you, why? Or how do you know that God exists? So you can't say, well, silly, it's obviously it's in the Bible. You don't have that. Why? They don't believe that. So you need to come up with other reasons for why you believe that God exists. Okay, there's going to be a piece of paper on the table which you can put a few thoughts down, some of your main evidence that comes, and we'll be looking for each table to give just one evidence on the mic when you're done. Go, you've got 7 minutes and 12 seconds. Okay, wrap it up. We need one person from each group to come and share. Hope you've found some evidences. Didn't spend all the time argumentative, but hopefully you found some reasons. You got one? One person?
Okay, we said that when you give your heart to the Lord, something happens. There's an experience. You change. You can't explain it. You look the same. You maybe feel, you do often, always feel different. And your outlook is different. I remember my dad dying, and I felt like an orphan. Gave my heart to the Lord, and I felt like I belonged to a family again. So to me, it was an experience.
Wow, awesome. Next group, who's next? Who's coming from your group? Yes, here we go.
Okay, we talked about nature, and if you go outside, you look at the trees, you look at the mountains, you look at everything, you can't just say, don't you ever think, who made that? How did it happen in the first place? How did a human be made in the first place? It must have been God. It can't just be a big little bang or a mistake or something, so, yeah.
Thank you so much. Let's have this group. Who's coming from this group?
In our group, we said that you can't believe in evil if there's no good. So everything has to have like a balance in between. So you can't dwell in the darkness forever without searching for the light. Yes. Yes.
I think you should put that in a rep.
So what we got was evidence of life. And so if people like say there's the Big Bang, like, where did that bang come from? So it's kind of just the obvious kind of evidence of life is kind of the answer to it, because life everywhere, nature, people, is enough for you to know that there's, yeah.
So if you blow up your bedroom, I'm sure your mom's, and you say to your mom, no, it just happened. She's going to say, what were you mixing? Potassium and what? Hydrochloride or something? Because, yeah, very good. Okay, is that's all the groups? Yeah. So what we want to do in the next just 10 minutes... Oh, and you might want to turn so you can just see the screen, because it's going to be this side. There's a video coming as well. I want to throw out a few evidences. Now, you might take one of these. You might take what one person has said, and you might say, yeah, that's just that person. They had that, or they think that. But when you cumulatively start to put the evidence together, that's how it works in a court of law, right? You take different evidence and you build a case. So we're kind of building a case this morning. So what are the main evidence for the existence of God? I want to suggest there's an evidence in cosmology. If something exists, something caused it to come into being. If you saw this ball rolling down the middle, what would you think? Did the ball just roll on its own? Not normally. Something caused it, right? For everything that happens, for everything that is, it needs to come from somewhere. Try imagine 50 Rand airtime just magically coming into your account. Data bundle for free. Good luck. Good luck. Doesn't just happen, does it? We mentioned this idea of the universe that had a beginning. But that actually is a very significant argument. Because there was a beginning. There was, scientists talk about a Big Bang. You know what the universe is like? It's like a universe running on batteries. And it's running out of light. Can you see? It's not as bright as it was. Somehow, the batteries were put in the middle. I guess someone put that in there. But somehow, it's kind of winding down just a little bit as it moves out into space. And many scientists are saying, not just Christian scientists, but scientists are saying only some sort of a supernatural force outside of time and space could have actually started it all. Like Shayla said, did it just happen? Unlikely. What about the evidence of design? There's incredible evidence. Think of yourself, who you are, how you are made. I mean, it's a marvel. One of the groups shared this, actually. You know, this incredible design. And there's something known as the fine tuning of the universe. That it doesn't seem to be just coincidence. Well, have a look at this video with an interview with some scientists as well and their comments. So, I'm willing to give away a whole container full of fizzers if you can simply roll the dice and get three sixes in a row. One person can roll them, or you can move them around the circle. Simply throw three sixes in a row, and these are yours. Just three. One. Lion. Roll it. Try again. I'm generous. You can try again. Keep trying. You got one. Should I give you one fizzer? No. Three in a row. Oh, there's one. Come on. Come on. Follow up with another one. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, so close. What are you concluding? I mean, what are we concluding? It's like nearly impossible, right? If you rolled 80 sixes in a row, that is the chance that the number of gravity, which is the super glue that holds this whole world together, too much, crushed. Too little, you're floating off into space on the biggest high you've ever had in your life, not coming back. The chance of that number being right, that G number you was talking about, you would have to roll 80 sixes straight in a row. Who's ever done that before? It's not impossible, it's very unlikely. Am I right? That chance is almost nothing. It would be the same. As, how do you like my house? I built this last night, I kid you not. It took me a lot of design. It would be the same chance of these 32 Lego pieces falling out of here and falling into that shape. Do you believe it can be done? Watch. Oh, so close. It's almost a square. The chance of that happening, it's like finding a watch. Lying outside thinking, wow, these pieces just fell out the tree, and now there's a watch. There's a designer, right? Something is unique. Something is going on. I want to suggest there's another evidence. Remember, we're putting things together here. There's this idea of morality. Friday night, we're playing dodgeball, right? At one point, one of the leaders, I'm not going to mention that it was Hendrix, has a ball behind his back that he shouldn't have. And there's people shouting, ah, not fair. someone apparently had a foot over a line. Ah, oh, not fair. Where do we get this idea, not fair? You got hit with the ball. You're not owning up. Not fair. Where does it come from? Could it just be because we just chance? Doesn't seem likely. Who was saying? You were saying, young man, about evil and good, like opposites, you know? This evidence, this desire. What if I come and kill your friend? Would you like, ah, that's okay. Everything's relative. It's okay for you. As long as the fittest are surviving, we don't care. No, you're going to want to come and do what to me? Kill me back. And not with love, not with a sponge, with something a lot more serious. Why? Because there's justice. And where does it come from? If not someone, some superior being who is holy and just, put it into place. What explains this? Selfless acts. This is the biggest challenge for an evolutionary thinker. Why have we evolved according to just striving for ourselves? I want to be there. I want to make my lineage go on. And yet I'm going out my way to do random acts of kindness. I'm using my love, my gifts. I'm serving. Why does that happen? Not just believers do that. All sorts of people engage in that. Debbie spoke earlier about this evidence of experience and how there's things that have happened to many of us. Like maybe I have this fulfillment in life suddenly because I'm connecting with God. Or I have a sense of purpose, not just to make it to the grave, but to actually do something with my life. Maybe I can think of the time I was comforted by God's word or by a sense of God's nearness, maybe in a loss like she was talking about. Maybe you've witnessed or you've heard about a miracle. And so if this was a court of law and I had to say, if you have some evidence out of experience, I want you to stand where you are. Stand where you are if you've had some experience or evidence that, hey, there must be a God. Stand to your feet. Either a fulfillment, a purpose, comfort, miracle. No one in this room has had any sense that there is a God. Stand if that's you. Yeah, think about it for a moment. Think about it. Is there any sense of deeper meaning or purpose? Okay, take a seat. That's significant, right? What about the evidence of Scripture? Now, my goal today is not to use the Bible. Why? Because my friend doesn't believe the Bible. But if you think about this book itself, how it's endured over time, what's the biggest seller? Harry Potter, Twilight? It's the Bible. It's and from cover to cover, there's a flow. There's, what, 50 authors over 5,000 years? Incredible unity, maybe 3,000 years, not 5,000 years. Incredible unity of purpose. No one has ever had to embarrassingly pull out a page. Like, oh dear, no, we got that wrong. Let's take that one out. You know, that hasn't happened. There's something unique going on in the very scriptures that we have. Okay, so now it's your turn. You've got 6 minutes left to start something that if you don't finish, you're going to carry on doing. I want you to be able to take something away, maybe out of cosmology, design, morality, experience, or scripture, and I want you to share that with a friend this week in the form of a letter. It's like an email, but it's like with a pen and paper. You probably don't know what pen and paper is. Someone's going to hand a pencil and pen out. It's like an old thing that I used to use when I was young. Peter's never seen one, but he's going to see it now. And I want you to simply write a letter that says, Dear Joe, and this is to someone who you kind of know, doesn't really believe there's God, or has serious questions, and I want you to take some of what you've heard today, some of what we interacted with, and I know it's a journey, but down, and this is why I believe, I've come to believe that there is a God, and make it real and personal, and maybe even an illustration. So as you're finishing off, or not finishing off, and you can take it with you, do it at home. So I encourage you to finish it. Okay? And I challenge you to give that letter to someone, to the person you've written it to. It might be awkward, it might be weird, but who knows how God is going to do it, okay? And use it in a powerful way. So finish it up maybe this afternoon, if you get a chance. And let's commit ourselves to God in prayer and pray that he uses what we've done this morning to to equip us and to use us to be effective. God, we want to thank you that as we've delved into understanding of who you are and whether you exist, thank you, Lord, for those of us who already have come to that knowledge. I pray that our faith will be affirmed. For those of us still searching, lead us, Lord. You are more than capable of leading us step by step. And you've chosen to draw us and not force us. And we appreciate that, Lord God. But Lord, sometimes we can feel like we don't have all the answers. And we pray that this series will help to give us some answers. Help us to genuinely seek truth and not just be argumentative for the sake of making arguments. But help us to seek after the truth until we know the truth for ourselves. So help these letters that we've written to be used. If we meant to give it, let us take it to that person and pray that you would use it in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.